Hello and welcome to the Fred C. Underhill April faculty meeting, Nuts and Bolts. Again, we're looking to minimize the amount of time that it takes in our faculty meetings so we can maximize the amount of time that we spend talking about teaching and learning. So happy April to everyone. Let's get on with the show. Raylene and I have received some questions, and we've been addressing them regarding the UDL and video self-assessments discussed at our previous faculty meeting. There is a flyer being distributed very shortly that answers some of the common questions that we've received. All in all, the rationale for the project is that 21st century teaching is all about learning, student learning, and our own. And Raylene and I have realized that the way we have described and explained the best instructional practices for the 21st century have not been quite as effective as we would like. So the UDL framework discussed at our last faculty meeting, it helps clarify our message. The goal of education in the 21st century is not simply the mastery of content, knowledge, or use of new technologies. It's the mastery of the learning process. Education should help turn novice learners into expert learners, individuals who want to learn, who know how to learn strategically, and who, in their own highly individual and flexible ways, are well prepared for a lifetime of learning. So UDL helps educators meet this goal by providing a framework for understanding how to create lessons that meet the needs of all learners from the very start. Our goal at Underhill School is to improve learning through better and structured teaching. Thank you to everyone for ensuring that our most recent fire drill was a success. The fire department truly appreciated our efforts, and they complimented us on how quickly everyone vacated the building, which, of course, is our number one goal. There will be some changes to some groups that were on the most recent EMT or evacuation plan. We will have a meeting on Friday morning, an EMT meeting on Friday morning that could produce a few more changes just to make sure that we are running as efficiently and smoothly as possible. So please pay attention to any changes or any new flyers that come through to look for changes in our process. Again, thank you all very much for making that a success. We'd like to take a moment now to welcome Maria Johnson, who will be filling in for Kim Newcomb while she's on her leave through the rest of the year. Welcome, Maria. We look forward to having you aboard as a part of our team. Please remember to reinforce to students the message that was conveyed at our all-school assembly last Friday. All students should be directed to walk down the middle of the hallway using the phrase, hands on backpacks, watch and walk. Hands on backpacks, watch and walk. Teachers can instruct students in the classroom following the demonstration by the second grade helpers at the assembly that we had on Friday. Hall duty people should reinforce this for safety as well. It will certainly help things flow along that much better and help us keep our kids safe in the hallways. Please do not send your students to the computer lab on their own to retrieve copies from the colored printer. Students were found at one point standing on a chair to reach the printer, which obviously is an unsafe choice. Also, please check to make sure that there is plenty of paper in the printer after you are done printing. Peter is not always here to check the supply. The printer will not print if there is no paper in it. So that would just help resolve any confusion or any printing issues. Thank you. Congratulations to Marianne Boucher. We are pleased to announce that Underhill's Marianne Boucher was elected as the Manchester area's best teacher for K through 12. According to the Hippo Press, the winners for the best of 2012 were picked by the readers. Readers wrote in their picks for best swimming hole, best yoga studio, etc., and then the votes were counted. There were no nominees, no drop-down menu of choices, no editor's picks, best of the best goes to the person, place, or thing that received the most votes in any given category. So congratulations, Marianne. You can go to www.hippopress.com to find out some more information. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to our nuts and bolts from this month. Just a few reminders as we go through the month of April. Please be prepared to discuss Chapter 2 at our next faculty meeting. Again, that's just Chapter 2. We're trying to make sure that we give each chapter enough credence and enough time to make sure that we can really delve into the details and the issues of the chapter itself. Additionally, please do not forget about the video experience, the UDL and video self-assessment. Look for the flyer coming out via email to help describe the process, help justify it, rationalize it, and give you a few directions as you make your way through.